blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21. Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. My theme for reflection is forgiveness and God's sovereign plan. Forgiveness and God's sovereign plan. Think about times when guilt and regret have weighed on you. Maybe you mistreated someone who later rose to prominence, and now you fear they might seek revenge. This could happen at work, where a colleague you underestimated becomes your boss, or within your family, where a sibling you overlooked becomes unexpectedly successful. Hatred and resentment can consume us, blinding us to the peace and love that God offers. The story of Joseph illustrates how God can turn people's evil plans for good, leaving those who acted wrongly to face their own guilt and insecurity. Joseph's brothers feared his revenge, wondering, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" But Joseph chose a different path. Joseph's life was driven by his dreams, but his journey was full of challenges. Betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and imprisoned, Joseph faced great hardships. Yet he remained faithful to God's vision, which ultimately led him to a position of power in Egypt. When Joseph's brothers came to him fearing revenge, Joseph chose forgiveness instead. He understood that his suffering was part of God's plan to save many lives. Joseph's ability to forgive shows us how to trust in God's greater purpose, even when others hurt us. My dear friends, today we may face betrayal and hardship, much like Joseph did. But we can find strength in remembering that God's plan is at work in our lives. Forgiveness is key to moving forward and fulfilling our destiny. By choosing to forgive, we allow God's light to shine through us, transforming moments of pain into moments of grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you see God's hand at work in the challenges you face? Number two, what steps can you take to forgive those who hurt you and trust in God's purpose for your life? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your vision and destiny for our lives. Help us to trust in your plan even when we face challenges and pain. Grant us the grace to forgive those who have wronged us and to see your greater purpose in every situation. May we walk in your light and fulfill the destiny you have set before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.